Christian gratitude discernment can be used in several ministry roles, but not every role uses the same approach. A chaplain in a hospital room should not lead the same way as a teacher in a classroom. A life coaching minister in a planned session should not lead the same way as a volunteer comforting someone after a funeral. A pastor teaching a class may be more directive than a chaplain sitting with someone in grief. Wise leaders choose the right approach. There are three helpful categories: non-directive, semi-directive, directive. Non-directive gratitude discernment draws out the person's own reflection. It is best for chaplaincy, grief settings, first conversations, crisis-adjacent moments, and sensitive stories. The leader listens deeply and asks permission. A non-directive question may be, "Would you like to talk about what feels hardest right now?" Semi-directive gratitude discernment offers gentle structure. It is often useful in mentoring, coaching, small groups, soul centers, follow-up meetings, and public course support. The leader asks guiding questions. A semi-directive question may be, "Would it be helpful to use a few prompts to notice grace and name pain honestly?" Directive gratitude discernment teaches, instructs, or assigns a practice. It is useful in classes, training sessions, structured coaching agreements, discipleship assignments, and leadership development. A directive instruction may be, "This week, practice gratitude eyes by writing down one grace notice each day." 2 Timothy 2, 24-25 says, "The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but be gentle toward all, able to teach, patient, in gentleness correcting those who oppose him." Notice the balance. Able to teach, patient, gentle. That is the heart of choosing the right approach. Ministry Sciences observes that helping roles require role clarity. When leaders confuse roles, people may feel pressured, exposed, or controlled. The gospel gives humility. We are servants, not saviors. We guide according to our role, the person's readiness, the setting, and the need. What helps? Ask, "What is my role here? What is the person consented to? Is this a crisis, a conversation, a coaching session, or a teaching moment? What level of guidance is appropriate? What harms?" Using a directive approach in a fragile moment. Staying non-directive when clear teaching is needed. Ignoring safety, confusing ministry care with therapy. Wise gratitude discernment asks not only, "What is true?" It also asks, "How should truth be offered here?"